News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Tracking your children's location is one surefire way to damage their trust in you. So writes Mary McCarthy in her column in the Irish Independent this morning. She joins us now. Mary, I have to say I read your piece somewhat sheepishly because I am guilty as charged.
Morning, Shane. Listen, I don't want to sound sanctimonious like I've got it all figured out. Perhaps I'm wrong, but my instinct about these tracking, like the ability to track, was something that our parents never had, right? So, you know, Shane's wanted
they weren't,
home.
They like, weren't interested enough to do it. The benign, well, the benign like... neglect that was parenting back in the 70s and 80s.
Well, did they want to know where we were? Not really, you know. No. They just wanted to know we were safe, obviously. But so this is a new, and I'm quite cynical about it, right? Because I just think it's a way to make money out of parents and, you know, sell it. Like now that there's the anti-phone movement, you know, you've got the smart watches now at like 10 and 11 and they all get them. And like you actually need a SIM card for these smart watches. So, I mean, they're billed as the, oh, yes, when your child's not ready for a phone and this is a safe way, you can protect your kids, you know where they are. Actually, they don't need the phone and they don't need the tracker. And, you know, we don't need any of this until they're much older. But we've kind of found ourselves in this world where it's okay to, you know, for Shane, for you to know where your kids are 24/7. And I kind of think when you start tracking an 11 and 12 year old, they turn 13, 14, 15. Can you stop then?
No,
you know?
No. I'm living proof that you can't because my kids are a bit older.
Oh, dear.
Look, I read your piece. I'm not going to argue with the logic because, look, everything you say is right. We are overly protective of our kids. There is helicopter parenting. They are, like, you know, they are safe, you know, 99.999% of the time and so on. I suppose the only counter argument I'll make maybe is it's kind of handy. Like if I'm picking up my daughter, I know where she is. I can say, oh yeah, she's up in Anna's house or whatever. So I can pop up and collect her there. I know her. Now, yeah, I know she can ring and tell me that, but it is kind of handy, I suppose.
It is. And I think that's therein lies the rub, right? Because you can kind of justify it. Well, it is handy. I can see John is like in the bar, probably getting an energy drink. He'll be home in a few minutes. So I don't have to ring him to hassle him and say, your dinner's ready. But I think we just need to resist that and kind of tell them, look, give me a time when you're home and like kind of work from the traditional kind of where are you going, what time you're going to be home at. And I just think you can slip into the, oh, it's handy to know where they are. But then when they start getting a boyfriend or a girlfriend, is it still, you know, the way I just, where is the line? It's a bit, I mean, Shane, I actually put my Google location onto my husband because I'm like notorious for not answering the phone. I'll have it, you know, 6 missed calls. So at least he knows where I am. I don't actually mind that. It's a funny one. I don't mind him knowing where I am, but I, like my teenagers now, Shane, they are disgusted at the thought of me tracking them and they've told me.
Is it a complete no-no, yeah?
Oh, yeah, they're actually, like, we can do it on the Google family link. Like, anyone who has, any parent who has the, you know, the parental controls, there is the option to do it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I did do it the other, like, last week when my son was home really late, and he was really annoyed with me because he was like, do you not trust me, Mummy? Like, I was just late home because I was watching a movie. I thought he was drunk in a field because the location gave him as in a field, but he actually wasn't. His friend, his dad had got just moved into a new house, and it was actually near this field, so he wasn't in the field drunk.
I take your son's point about trust, but as parents sometimes we have to set parameters and boundaries, and like, is it not okay to check up on where they are to make sure that they're where they said they're going to be?
But yeah, I don't think it is, you know. And again, I don't want to come across as I'm the one who's got it figured out.
No, you're not at all.
No, but Shane, maybe if my teenager said to me, yeah, we don't mind, Mammy, if you put the location on, maybe I would have it on, you know. But because they've said no, that's made me think, okay. And on Snapchat now, they don't put on their location. So they don't even want their friends to know where they are. I don't know why that is. But some of their, like, it's funny how many teenagers put on their location on SnapMap. You know, you'd be familiar with it, Shane, if you've got teenagers. You know, on Snapchat, it's a feature where you can show where you are.
Yeah,
at all time.
I've heard it. To be honest, the one we use, the Find My iPhone on the iPhone. That's how we can do it. Interesting. We were chatting about it this morning. I was coming in a taxi, and we were talking about it. We were on our call, our editorial call, And the taxi driver said, I heard you talking about it. And he was telling me about Tesla bringing in these parental controls that will allow you to set a speed limit on your car. So if your teenage son or daughter is using it, you can set the speed limit. I mean, that is something that it's hard to argue with the logic of that, isn't it?
Oh, no, I'd be all for that. Like, that is great. But then, you see, some of these tracking devices, especially the ones that are really, really popular in the States, like in the States, it's a huge thing. So there's a parameter on them. So you can tell you when your kid has left the house, so or when they've come home, or you know where, or when they've walked past, you know, the local Spar. You can set the parameters, and I just find, I think it's a slippery slope. I think once you get into that, best just to start out with trust. Just be like, this is the rules. You tell me, you know, where you're going, what time you're going to be back, and then if you're going to be late, like somehow you can get in touch with me, a parent's phone or whatever. But I like. I don't know how many parents are tracking their kids. It's something that you don't really talk about. But actually, when you do go around and ask people,
I suspect it's lots. Mary, really interesting. Colin, thanks indeed for talking to us this morning. Mary McCarthy there of the Irish Independent. Let us know what you think. 087. Do you do it? 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.